Hello and welcome. Let's get started from the very, very basic, and that's nothing but understanding the acronym of PMP and PRINCE2. Many of you might know PMP stands for Project Management Professional. However, PRINCE2 is Projects in Controlled Environment. These are the acronyms, and by acronym itself, we can understand a bit about these certifications. Who are the certifying bodies of PMP and PRINCE2? PMP is offered by PMI. Go to PMI.org for more information on PMP. PMP was introduced in 1984, and the first batch was conducted in Philadelphia, USA. There were 43 people who certified PMP in 1984. PMI as an institute was established in 1969. So definitely, it has a lot of history attached to it. And it's a global certifying body. It's a global institute. It's a non-profit-based institute. Lakhs of people have been certified by PMI, and it's not only in project management, but also in program management, in agile project management, etc. Currently, PMI has a headquarters in US, Pennsylvania. However, PRINCE2, the certifying body for PRINCE2 is Axelos. Axelos is a UK-based joint venture which manages certifications. Now, PRINCE2 was introduced in 1989. Largely, it was introduced for the UK government projects, and it was run by the Office of Government of Commerce. We call it as OGC in 1989. So that's how it started. From there, let's now move on to the methodology in itself. So PMP and the PRINCE2 methodologies, if we have to talk about, whenever you appear for the PMP certification examination, you will have to refer to PMBOK guide, which is Project Management's Book of Knowledge. Currently, 6th edition of the PMBOK knowledge or PMBOK guide is already launched, and the certification is based on the PMBOK 6th edition. PMBOK contains the information about project management that is required not only to pass the PMP certification, but also it can be a reference to many project managers when they manage various projects. PMBOK guide contains 10 knowledge areas, 49 processes, and there are 5 process groups. And how they are interlinked with each other, and how to apply these knowledge areas, processes, and the process groups. These are already covered as a part of the PMP preparation training as well. On the other hand, PRINCE2 has 7 different principles. There are various principles which are covered as a part of PRINCE2. And some of those principles could be like continued business justification, because PRINCE2 focuses a lot on preparing a business case, providing the context behind why the project is initiated. The another principle could be learn from experience, so that we could actually relate to the retrospectives that we do in order to gather lessons learned. Define roles and responsibilities, or manage by stage. These are some of the principles of PRINCE2. Now, PRINCE2 also act as a directive. So there are various directives that we talk about. Process-based approach, a lot of focus is there on various processes. And there are various processes which are covered as a part of the PRINCE2. Some of the processes could be starting of a project, directing a project, initiating a project. So depending on at what stage of the project you are, you will have to refer to these processes. For example, if you are working at directing a project is a process in itself that will guide you on how to go about overall directing the project end to end. Then we have a controlling stage, where we refer to controlling a stage process. Likewise, there are 7 different processes, including the process for closing a project. So largely, you would realize PRINCE2 covers about what part of the project management, and PMP will cover largely on how part of the project management. So PRINCE2 is definitely very, very process focused. And PMP has got knowledge areas, processes, tools and techniques. So those are the aspects which are covered as a part of the PMP certification. Moving from there, let's quickly talk about the project management structure. How this PMP is structured and PRINCE2 is structured. In fact, we touched a bit on it. So PMP focuses a lot on the knowledge areas. I gave you some of the examples of the knowledge areas it covers. For example, stakeholder management, communications management, risk and issue management. These are the knowledge areas which are covered as a part of the PMP. And each of these knowledge areas encompasses various processes. There are total 49 of them. And they cut across various process groups like initiating, monitoring and controlling, executing, closing. These are the process groups that we talk about, which actually are there as a part of each and every phase of the project. Apart from that, PMP also focuses a lot on tools and techniques. Tools and techniques that are required for the estimation, Delphi technique, or PERT formula, or PERT technique, bottoms-up estimation, historical estimation, or the techniques that are required for identification of risk and issues. So there are total 119 tools and techniques that are described as a part of the PMP. And when we deliver the PMP training program, we cover each of these with lots of examples as well. PRINCE2 focuses on the principles. As we just covered, there are total 7 principles it touched upon. And then there are themes as well. PRINCE2 has defined certain themes like business case or organization or quality. So for example, in business case, it talks about how to create and maintain record of the business justifications for the project. It's definitely very, very important artifact. We can refer to that artifact to understand the context behind the project that we are working on. Or quality theme, which actually talks about what the quality requirements and measures and how the project will deliver them. So your commitment about the quality can be documented under this theme. The another example could be plans or risk or change. So these are some of the themes that it covers about. And we took some of the examples of various processes that it covers. Total, there are 41 different activities that are performed under PRINCE2. And there are a few techniques which are also referred, and some of them are defined by the PRINCE2. So go to axiolos.com for more information on PRINCE2. All right, so I'm taking a pause here because there is one quick question on the project management approach. So this question is from Divya, and she's asking about which is more Agile Pro. So let me give you a brief about that. Now, both these certifications, they have got a legacy. So that means both of these certifications talks about processes. And if you see Agile, it focuses more on delivering the business value. So none of these are really focusing on Agile, but the PMBOK 6th edition certainly nowadays talks about the Agile way of working as well. So while working on Agile, how would PMBOK 6th edition can help you in connecting to the Agile projects? So that has explicitly defined. But the best part is that now PRINCE2 and PMI, both these certifying bodies have launched their Agile certification separately. So if you are keen in doing Agile certifications, I would recommend you PMI ACP, which is launched by PMI, and Axiolos launched PRINCE2 Agile certification in order to get into the Agile way of working. So Agile approach as such is completely different. So I wouldn't say PMP or PRINCE2 really is Agile, because it's definitely process driven. It's driven by a lot of documentation. But there are Agile references into both these certifications. And that's the best part of it. So even though you are working by applying the PMP or PRINCE2 methods and practices and the guidance, still it will give you a lot of benefit in terms of managing the project effectively end to end. Now, from the PM approach point of view, if you really talk about in PMP, what do we do really? It's a sequential approach. When we talk about PMP training, in that one of the things that we cover are various project management phases. So we go phase-wise, right, from initiating a project to planning about it, executing, closing. So all these are various phases which are performed or which are conducted in a sequential manner. And some of the important things like scope of the project or time of the project, cost of the project, they need to be derived in the beginning itself. So before you commence the project, we basically try to gather all the scope items. Then we derive the schedule out of it. And then we also come up with the cost. And then we derive budget that is required for the project. So if you really see, all these things are planned upfront on the project. Now, PMP focuses on customer requirements. Whenever we work by applying the PMP ways of working or PMP knowledge areas and processes, we basically spend time in the beginning of the project for gathering requirements by using various tools and techniques that are described under PMP to gather requirements. And we document those requirements. We take sign off on those requirements from the customer. So a lot of focus on the customer requirements as such. If you take a look at the PRINCE2 way of working, it focuses more on iterative approach. And therefore you'll find in PRINCE2, there are things like taking some of the early feedback or learning from experiences. PMP also has the feedback sessions, and PRINCE2 also has feedback sessions. One of the difference here, you would see that the iterative approach versus the sequential approach. However, in both the cases, the scope, time, and cost is definitely derived upfront in the beginning itself of the project. Prince2 focuses more on the business side. As we mentioned, some of the themes, they actually focus more on the business side to understand the business case, context behind why the project is initiated, etc. So from the requirements point of view, it's more of a business use cases than the typical customer requirements that we talk about. So Prince2 focuses on the use cases. So this is more from the project management approach. When we go back and start applying some of these techniques, processes, and ways of working under project management within PMP and Prince2, you'll find some of these differences very, very evident. Now, let's talk about the project management frameworks. If you see largely, in PMP, I told you there are certain process groups like initiating, planning, monitoring and executing, monitoring and controlling. All right. So these are the various process groups that are there. And these process groups actually fall under each of the phases. You could define your own phases based on the project that you're working on, based on the domain you are working on. If it is research and development project, your phases could be different. If it is software development project, your phases could be different. You can follow typical SDLC lifecycle. So right from the initiating of the project to requirements gathering, to doing analysis, getting into planning part, then we work on the design aspects, etc., and taking it through to the closure. So that's how we basically get into various phases. Now, each of these process groups are applied or are used within these phases. So there is a question here, and this question is from Swati, and she's asking about how do we do it? Let me give you a quick idea. So for example, when we initiate a project, we have to do a lot of initiating activities, right? From the business case to understand the context to coming up with the project charter, etc. So definitely we can apply some of these process groups over there. Like for example, we initiate the phase, or we'll take example of requirements. So if you're working on a requirement as a phase, we initiate working on requirement as a phase. Then we create the plan, how to gather requirements, what kind of a techniques we should be using, etc. And then we execute that plan. And once we start executing the plan, it's important to also monitor and control the plan so that whatever we are doing, it should be as per the plan that we have created. And then once we gather requirements and take sign off, then we close the requirement phase. So that means within a phase, I'm able to actually apply these five process groups. In case of Prince2, largely you'll find various stages like starting, initiating, directing, controlling. These are the various stages that are defined in Prince2. So I hope I answered that question. Moving to the next part, which is in terms of the kind of industry where these certifications are recognized. So PMP is recognized across all major industries like IT, healthcare, aerospace, defense, government, etc. And even you'll find that which covers largely almost all the industries. So it's not only just IT which covers the PMP, but even if you are from construction or you are from other industries, still PMP is very, very useful certification. Not only that, if you take a look at some of the countries which recognize the PMP certifications, India, US, Canada, Middle East, Southeast countries, Asia, Australia, etc. So it's a global certification. And I have seen many times in the job description of the project manager, the companies have now started putting explicitly about looking for somebody who is PMP certified or looking for somebody who is Prince2 certified. And sometimes I have seen people doing both. So PMP people do it, you know, after gaining some experience. So initially, some people opt for even CAPM, which is Certified Associate in Project Management. That doesn't require you to have a PM experience. Once you gain PM experience, you can get into the PMP certification. Even you can go for Prince2 because it doesn't require any sort of a specific project management experience. On the top of that, under Prince2, we have two different levels. So we have foundation, we have practitioner. So one can start with the foundation level and gradually move on to the practitioner level. Because Prince2 is another certification, which is also a global certification and recognized in the industries like construction, engineering, IT, business, financial services. So though it started with IT projects, but now it is very well recognized and appreciated across different industries. And there are various countries where it's also very well recognized. India, UK, obviously UK and European countries is definitely a high consideration for the Prince2, because that's from where it emerged. But now it's a global certification, certainly. Let's quickly understand the various levels of the Prince2 and PMP certification. PMP is very straightforward. It's one certification. But as I said, if you are into project management, to begin with, for the beginners, PMI has also defined a different level of certification, which is CAPM, Certified Associate in Project Management. So that could be one level, I would say. And then once you gain some experience after doing CAPM, you can go for PMP. People who have experience in project management can directly go for PMP as well. However, in PRINCE2, as I mentioned, we have foundation for the people who would like to just know the various project management terminologies, then take a bit of a guidance on project management at a foundation level, can go for PRINCE2 foundation. And once they gain a bit of an experience by applying the foundation level knowledge that they gained, they can gradually move on to the PRINCE2 practitioner as well. However, some people can even directly go for PRINCE2 practitioner certification by fulfilling the prerequisites that are mentioned. Okay, let's quickly take a look at the eligibility and fee structure as well. For both the certification, for PMP, as I mentioned, you need to have an experience of minimum 4,500 hours of experience in project management if you're a graduate. If you're not, then 7,500 hours of experience in project management is required. There is a need to have formal training for PMP because it's important to have 35 PDUs, professional development units. And you will gain or you will achieve those units by undergoing a formal training program, which will not only give you 35 PDUs, but also will help you prepare for the certification examination. Because it's a comprehensive training, it covers all the 10 knowledge areas, 5 process groups, and 49 processes, and lots of practice. So all that put together should help you prepare for the examination. The fees for PMP is around $550. But I always recommend you to go and visit the PMI AC, PMI.org and take a look at the latest eligibility criteria and the fees from there always. The certification needs to be renewed every 3 years. And for renewal of the PMP certification, you need 60 PDUs. Now again, for those 60 PDUs, you can also undertake various project management training courses. Some of those courses are also offered by Edureka. So those courses will also help you gain the additional PDUs that are required to renew certification within that 3 years. On the other hand, PRINCE2 doesn't require any specific work experience into project management. However, it needs formal training. In fact, your exam cost and the training fees both are included in one fees itself. PRINCE2 practitioner certification needs to be renewed every 5 years. And you need to appear for short exam to renew the certification. So that's on the certification side. Moving to the format of the examination, PMP, there are 200 multiple choice questions. It's 4-hour exam. Definitely it's 4-hour extensive examination. Out of 200 questions, there are 25 questions which are dummy questions, which are just there in order to check the response from the people who are appearing for the examination. Those will not give you any points as such. But those questions you need to appear for. So actual points you will get out of 175. Minimum passing is not explicitly mentioned by PMI. However, it depends on the kind of questions that you go on answering. The difficulty level of questions changes as you go on facing the questions. Most importantly, PMP is conducted at Prometric Center under proper invigilation. So there are cameras, there are invigilators who invigilate the examination in a proper Prometric setup. For 4 hours, you have to be there appearing for 200 multiple choice questions to clear PMP examination. PRINCE2 foundation, 60 questions, 1 hour, passing is 55%. Practitioner, if when you appear, 68 questions, 2.5 hours, passing is 55%. So everything is explicitly given. Sometimes I have seen people even appearing for the exam after the training program is done. So immediately when you appear for the exam after the training, since you have just gone through the training, you have everything fresh in your mind, so you can easily provide answers to the questions. However, it depends. Sometimes people might need some extra time to prepare. So that's up to the person. But I have seen sometimes people doing that as well. Overall, when we talk about the preparation time for both these certifications, typically for PMP examination, you would need to spend good 8 to 10 weeks time. I would say approximately 2 months to 2.5 months are definitely required, starting from the time when you begin your preparation by taking a training program from that day till the time you appear for the examination. Always good to start at least 2.5 months before where you decide to take the examination. Average study time is close to anywhere between 150 hours. PRINCE2 needs around 1 to 2 weeks. because as I mentioned, the exam is part of your training. So you appear for the training and then you give examination. So preparation time that way is less in comparison to PMP. So the average study time could be just 10 to 15 hours because most of the things are covered as a part of the training itself. Now, there was also a survey that was conducted to find out on an average how much salary people get after PMP and the Prince 2 kind of certifications. So with PMP, on an average, the salary is $115,000. And in general, it's observed and in general, that's the feedback that PMP certified professional, they get 20% more salary than the non-PMP professionals. Prince 2 also, on an average, the salary is $86,000. So certainly these two certifications will help you not only gain knowledge, not only increase your expertise into project management and help you effectively manage the project, but also will help you in earning more salary. And therefore, I have seen a lot of companies these days explicitly mention in the job description about the project manager with PMP certification or Prince 2 certification, because these certifications will also help you in gaining knowledge. And PMP certification explicitly asks you to have experience in project management. So in a way, your experience in project management also gets validated. So those people who wants to get into a certification without having any experience, Prince 2 you can get started with, or from PMI, there is CAPM. And those people who have enough experience in project management and meet the PMP criteria can certainly go for PMP as well as Prince 2, depending upon what kind of a project that you are managing. So sometimes I have seen that there are projects which explicitly they are run on Prince 2 methodology. So they expect you to have Prince 2 certifications and knowledge. However, there are a lot of projects which are running on PMP process areas and the process groups and the PMP guidance and the processes, etc. So obviously, they will expect you to have the PMP certifications. And many times I have seen people doing both, because when you are into project management, you not only need to know about PMP, but also Prince 2 ways of working as well. Because you might today work on a project which is running on Prince 2. Tomorrow you might go for PMP project. So obviously, it's important to have both the certifications as well. However, it's up to you depending upon your career aspirations and depending upon in which area you're working in. You can certainly aspire for the certifications like PMP and Prince 2, which are global certifications. So don't just learn, master it with Edureka courses on PMP and Prince 2. Thank you for joining, and I wish you all the best for your certification.